BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Mark, I'm 25 and I'm from London. You might not know this, but I'm on a massive come down after performing in front of a billion people on Sunday night. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's day two and we are live from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. You can watch us as well as listening today. Get on the Radio 1 website now. We are on at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and you can see us on the BBC red button. Becky's here, Chris is here, hiya.
Hello.
So last night, how was it for you?
Really good. I loved it.
I had such a laugh.
It was so much fun.
I can't believe Chris only managed 6 chicken nuggets, though.
Well, let's not make this the headline.
More on this later. If you watched the Fun and Filth Cabaret yesterday, thank you so much. It was day one, but I think it was brilliant. Like, so many good bits. And you've just been to see a show already, Chris.
I think I've just seen the greatest thing ever I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, that good.
And it was free.
And it was free.
We're sending Chris to see a show here in Edinburgh every day. Chris reviews an Edinburgh show after 2 p.m, which is fast becoming the best bit of the show every day. Mm. Like, people loved it yesterday. But it was really good, was it?
Yeah, it was a good one. I don't want to give everything away.
I know, I was going to say, we always do this early bit of the review, and like yesterday said it was all right, and I thought, well, that's it, the review's done now. Now you said it's the best thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, so I take that back.
Because there's obviously going to be 5 Starks.
It could be good. It could have been awful.
It might have been good.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We are in our little Edinburgh studio again. There's lots of bright lights, and there is a very, very lovely red curtain, which I'm stroking now.
I do wish that you would stop asking for every OB to be decked out like your house, because this is just like, they must have put so much money into this velour.
It's the biggest curtain I've ever seen. Is that one?
yes.
Becky's here, Chris is here.
And your mum's here.
And my mum's here. Hi,
this
mum.
This is so cool.
My mum that didn't come to the cabaret last night because she was too tired. I asked her not to come. And probably best. Seeing,
really? Well, you think tonight's going to be less filth?
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't want her to see me perform that song. You'll know what I'm talking about if you watched the Fun and Filth Cabaret last night. If you didn't watch on the red button or on the website, you missed Chris's attempt to break a world record to win the hand of Emily Attack. And
it was a nice idea.
It was poor. A child could have beaten you. Children have, though, like 6 nuggets every day.
Yeah, it's Sean from Falkirk. That was a pathetic attempt last night. Kids can eat that many chicken nuggets quicker than
and
that.
And chips and Coke.
Yeah.
I think that's where I went wrong. I had chips before, because my thinking was I'll treat this like a meal. So I had a load of chips before.
How does that work?
Why would you do that?
I told you from my competitive eating days that you're meant to, like, stretch your stomach but not fill it up. So you have, like, water or watermelon. Mm. And then, obviously, to get the jaw going, you've got to chew a lot of gum before. Otherwise, you ache halfway through.
When were your competitive eating days?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Bizarrely,
there were loads of tips I was trying to give Chris and he wasn't listening.
Yes, but I had a conversation with the sword swallower who offered up some advice.
Right. If you are just listening to this on Radio 1, and you didn't watch last night, this will make absolutely no sense. No. But you need to watch tonight. It's on the BBC Red button and on the Radio 1 website. It's just an hour of randomness. Right, let's just speak to our show introducer, Mark. Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
So you're on, yeah, good. You're on a massive come down after Sunday night. How many people did you perform in front of?
A few billion, maybe. I don't know the exact number.
Don't build up your part, love. It's 1 billion. So were you on the closing ceremony by any chance?
I was, yeah. I was a member of the Goon Squad.
So what happened?
We were with all the models, and our model was Cara Nelson, I think.
Were that bit of fashion.
Yeah, I don't really know who she is.
Fashion! Wasn't it? Because it was like, let's celebrate people that have just got a nice face.
Yeah, and do you know what it was totally lacking? Timmy Trendy.
Yes, should have been there.
I was sat there going, where is he?
Why was he not invited?
I know.
So what did you do then when all the people were on going, oh, look at me, I've got a nice face, British way?
We were marching to David Bowie.
Oh!
Throwing some fist moves.
Have you watched yourself back?
Yes.
What time are you on? You know exactly what time you're on, don't you?
Roughly 10:30.
Right.
Is that where you freeze frame it, right?
Yeah.
I have got a freeze frame of something, yeah.
How cool is that, though?
It was absolutely unbelievable. It was so surreal. I can't believe it even happened.
The atmosphere in there must have been incredible.
Yeah, just the roar of the crowd and all the lights and all the music, it was just absolutely amazing, and I'm really, really depressed now.
Yeah. You can't really top that ever, can you?
No. Well, I'm on the Scott Mills show.
Well, yeah. A couple of billion. How did you get that job then?
Well, my girlfriend was actually in the opening ceremony, and she said that they needed more boys. So I went to an audition, and they stuck me in the Goon Squad in my lovely gold and black costume, which we got to keep.
Is it like when you go on holiday and you've all promised to keep in touch with each other? Are you going to be like writing to Fatboy Slim for like the next 6 weeks?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He was good, and I think he was really playing those decks.
I like it how he didn't know some of the words to his own song. There weren't that many either, were there?
No, not really.
He's just got to say right here, right now, and that's it.
So what's your actual job, Mark?
I'm an editor for a comic book company.
Oh, that's quite cool as well.
Yeah, I work on like Batman and Star Wars.
Yeah, you've got a good job.
Yes, very cool.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's good to speak to you. Thank you very much for introducing the show.
Thanks for having me.
Will you be watching the Fun and Filth Cabaret tonight?
Of course.
Right. Did you watch it last night?
I'm going to catch up.
Right, OK, you're rubbish. Watch it tonight because Example's on and loads of good comedians and loads of good, really good music acts tonight as well.
OK.
Watch it on the BBC Red Button and also on the Radio 1 website. I would watch from 10:45 because that's the best bit.
What?
Well, not the best
your bit.
Bit. No, the bit where we're just like, oh, really stressed.
Oh, 10:45. I thought you said 11:45. I was like, what, you want him to go back on iPlayer and just watch my performance? Yeah. I was like, that is so like...
Make sure you watch tonight, Mark, all right?
I will. Can I say hi to all the Gooners?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Gooners.
Is that what you call your crew, your fashion crew?
Well, we're like the Goon Squad or the G Squad or the Gooners.
Okay, good. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Just some comments coming in about the Fun and Filth Cabaret last night. Lee in Essex has been on saying, I watched your show on the Red Button last night. For the life of me, I could not stop looking at Emily Attack. She is pretty gorgeous, isn't she? Also, Martin's been on saying, I was at the Fun and Filth Cabaret in the audience yesterday, and I was the guy with the annoying chicken laugh. It was an amazing night. Thanks. Yeah, someone was like, who's the person with the chicken laugh? And that was you. Well done, Martin. You can watch tonight on the BBC Red Button or on the Radio 1 website. Right, I'm going to have a little wander in a minute. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Walking the stairs of our little area, the studio. Waltzing with rain, and now it's actually really sunny, so... Now, I'm going to go through here. It's like a cabins. Over there... if you can see, if you're watching us, is the big blue tent where we do the show every night. And the show's just happening all the time, like all day. If you follow me through here, if you're watching...
You're taking us to the toilets.
There's some toilets.
That's nice.
Am I going the right way?
I think that's the back toilets. Entrance.
Okay, I'll come through. And then, if you go through here...
I like the way I'm just sat in the studio and you're doing all the running around.
Yeah. here is the pink tent where people just hang out. And eat and drink, and the show's on this stage, which is here. Hi, everyone. You're on Radio 1. Don't swear. And there's the blue tent, as I was saying. And the sun has come out. It's a lovely day in Edinburgh. Hi, everyone. You right? Hiya. A bit later on, we'll be having some live performances on this stage. You can see the pink tent. Shlomo will be on a bit later on, doing some beatboxing like only he can. That'll be at 3 o'clock. So if you're in the area, you want to come along, it's Potter Row near Bristow Square, if you're in Edinburgh. And also 6:15 tonight, we will tell you how to get tickets for day two of the Fun and Filth Cabaret. One of the sections last night on the show was called Ask Mark Wright Anything, where you could ask the star of Mark Wright's Hollywood Nights and also Towie anything at all. Everyone's got a question for him. My favourite bit, I think, was when this man asked a question.
A question for Mark Wright, please.
Where's my keys? Where's my phone?
So, what's that again?
Sorry?
I said, where's my keys? Where's my phone?
Sorry.
Do you know where his keys are?
Yeah. I want my keys. I want my phone. I want my keys. I want my phone. I've never been in that situation where you lost your keys and your mobile. Have you ever been in that situation where you lost your keys and your mobile? Have you ever been in that situation, lost your keys and your mobile? Have you ever been in that situation, lost your keys and your mobile phone? Hands in your front, in your back pocket. Moving things like you're demented. Can't remember where you put it. Hot, cold, frustrated. I want my keys. I want my phone. I want my keys. I want my phone.
love Mr.
So,
Zip.
Mark,
it was just the pure shock value that he was there.
Yeah.
I was in the crowd going, what's your question, sir, to Mark Wright? And he went, Wemmy Keys. And I'm like, I can hear people go, oh, it's him of Britain's Got Talent.
Everyone loved him.
Yes. He was a massive hit last night. And also, he got mobbed afterwards. Like, as we came out, after we finished the show, people were like, have your autograph,
it was like
pictures.
One Direction or something.
It really was. Yeah.
It was incredible. Insane.
I hope you watched that on the website. That was Mr. Zip and Wemmy Keys, Wemmy Phone from last night. No one was expecting that, which I liked.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Rod Gilbert.
Hello.
She's a big fan of yours, Rihanna.
We had a bit of a run-in on the Graham Norton show, as I've just told you.
But it was a mistake.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Sorry.
I told you that off-air, strictly privately, that was.
Oh, you're right.
I'm very well, thank you. I'm not, actually. I've got a weird head cold thing that I can't explain.
Have you been burning the candle at both ends,
yes.
Rod?
Yeah. I say it's a weird head cold thing. It's not that. It's a hangover.
Massive hangover.
It's a massive 3-day hangover. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a head cold. Weird. What happened? I went out until 6 a.m. and drank an awful lot of whiskey, and I've got a head cold. It's really weird. How unlucky.
Also, I just offer you some drugs. You're like, I can't take those. I was like, okay.
Ibuprofen for anybody wondering there.
Yeah. I think I've just revealed all of our off-air conversation. So when did you get to Edinburgh?
I got here Friday night.
Okay.
But I've been relaxing, is the euphemism I'm going to choose to use all weekend, because I don't start till tomorrow night.
So yes, what's your show this year?
It's, what is it, did you say?
Yeah.
It's, that's right, I love your interviewing technique. Normally what happens is the guest, the host, looks up in advance what your show is and then goes, hey, I see you're doing a show and it's called this and it's on at this time.
It's the man
not
with
you,
the...
just go, you can't be bothered, can
it's
you?
It's the man with the flaming Battenberg
right,
tattoo.
He does know. Right. He does know. All right. I thought you just couldn't be bothered. I thought you'd just gone, what's your show? It's called The Man with the Flaming Battenberg Tattoo. It is about how a flaming Battenberg tattoo changed my life.
How?
Well, that's what the show's about, kind of.
Yeah.
It's an hour show, so I could start telling you, but I need a stage.
Have you seen anything since you've been here?
Only a couple. I've seen Paul Foote, who was he's one of my, you know, that's my first name on the sheet, really, him. Yeah. And a couple of others, the Pajama Men, who were wonderful. And that's all I've seen so far, but I'm intending to be, you know, I'll be going to loads. Once I'm up and running and I'm relaxed, I'll be going to see loads of stuff, yeah.
So, as well as doing your show every night,
yeah.
You go and see stuff in the day? Or?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. As much as I can kind of cram in, really. I'll probably, you know, once I'm in full flow, I'll be going to see 5 shows a day, I imagine, and then doing mine, yeah.
That's incredible, because I know that I was speaking to some comedians last night, and they literally just do their show, go back to their house, same, every day.
Do they? Who's that?
I can't name names.
Well, you can.
Who was the guy we had in yesterday? Who was
you can't. I see. When you said I can't name names,
Rod,
I thought
met a
you
lot
mean,
of people.
When you said I can't name names, I thought you meant you couldn't reveal who it was. it would be unfair to them. I didn't realise you've forgotten. You've
some
forgotten who your guests are on
that.
The show. I'm Rod Gilbert. Jot the name down. Hello. Jot it down in case anybody asks you who you've just.
Rod with an H, right?
Rod with an H. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. No, I can't imagine. No, I don't go home straight after the show. I can't wind down anyway. It takes me about 5 hours to wind down after. Performance, so yeah. I'll go and see shows after my show as well.
Okay,
yeah.
And what time are you on every night?
I'm on at 7:40 until 8:40.
Doing a show about a tattoo.
Doing a show about a tattoo. It changed my life. This tattoo, and it's a very interesting story about how a tattoo changed my life. Yeah, I didn't even want the tattoo. That's the truth of it. I had it for a TV show. They made me, pretty much bullied me into having a tattoo. And I'm a very petty, contrary, argumentative little person, as you probably know. And I was kind of arguing that the tattoos are pointless. And they were going, no, go on, have one, though. It'll be good television. It'll be funny. And in the end, I sort of said, right, I will have one, but I'm going to have the most pointless tattoo I can possibly think of just to make my point, which is what I did.
Would it ruin it if you told us where the tattoo is?
No. Well, not really, because there's posters all over Edinburgh showing the tattoo. So,
good.
And if you just...
you open your eyes occasionally, Mills.
Anne, I don't think Justin recorded Baby in his van. But do listen. The best bit of this is when Glenn gets a phone call towards the end of the recording. But still sent it in. He didn't feel the need to redo it.
I could be your boyfriend tonight. I said I could be your boyfriend tonight.
Hello?
Now, I don't know, maybe I would have edited that. bit off.
Or is that his ringtone and he was just singing along and he thought, oh, brilliant, I can just take this?
Or maybe it's maybe it's in the song, you know, like in I Need You Tonight by Professor Green. Hello?
Hi, babes.
That one.
I could be.
Maybe it's in there.
Boyfriend. It's
supposed to be.
Tonight. I said I could be your boyfriend. Tonight.
Simone. Hello?
I would quite like to hear the next bit of that phone call from the other end. All right, Glenn, what are you up to? nothing, just, you know, in my van. Come on. Email me if you've got your own version of what Bieber's song will sound like. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just record it on your phone and send it in, simple.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Something I forgot to mention, everybody. Have you heard about this? You know these fancy new lights we've got in the studio? Which
are
nice, yeah. They are quite
it's
nice.
Colours.
A lot of colours. There's quite a cool remote control, which I can't find now. There it is, the one that the speaker's got it. And what you do is just rotate the wheel. Ooh. Oh, you've turned it off now, that's it. You rotate the wheel and the lights change colour. So you literally go round and round and round with the wheel. And as your finger touches the wheel, they go blue, purple, red, blue, green, yellow, whatever colour. It's a little bit of... hurts your eyes a little bit after a while, doesn't it? How are you finding them?
Well, I like it when I watch the chart show on Sunday nights from 6 till 7 with Reggie Yates.
They're but a bit they're
when
a
you're
bit mobile.
Working with it, it's a bit like...
They're a bit mobile disco, which I quite like.
Filled with Ritzes.
Yes, that's it.
That's not a bad thing.
No,
we've
it's
got
not
carpeted walls as well. We are in a 70s nightclub.
Yeah. I feel like I am in some kind of nightclub, which is fine. What we need now is a revolving dance flow. I went to a club with one of those recently.
Amazing.
Basildon. Anyway, do you know who put these lights in? A guy called Adam, who works upstairs. Now, he is a techno freak, and he wanted these in the studio because he's already got something very similar at home.
Hey?
He's so cool that he has these lights at home that go on and off when you clap your hands. Wow. That is smooth, right? How slick is that? I imagine he also has a fireplace with a remote control. So many remote controls in his house. And obviously a bed that falls down from the wall. Well, not falls down, it kind of smoothly manoeuvres itself down. Like, if it fell down...
Yeah, that's just someone who lives in a one-bedroom. Yeah. Like,
not
a
quite
bed sit where it's like you have to put it up in there.
Do you have to do claps to do all of it, though? Is there
here's the thing. One
clap for bed.
Here's the thing. When he ordered them... he got them fitted and he thought it'd be like, you know, you'd invite a girl back or whatever, it'd be like, they've gone off. But you don't clap twice, you have to clap three times, which is not as smooth because it sounds like you're giving her a round of applause. Three.
A slow hand clap, yeah, it's like you boarded an aeroplane late.
Three, like two, it's slick.
Welcome aboard, sweetheart.
Two is slick, right? It's like, and they're off.
Even
and
that's a bit like no.
I think
no,
two is good.
No. Imagine like you go back. No,
why not?
I don't know any girls that would go back to a bloke's house. Welcome into the bedroom. The fact that's like a bit river dance, isn't it? Like a double clap.
Still better than. He has to do three, and it didn't say that when he ordered them. He's a bit upset. And the worst thing is when Friends comes on, and the lights go off. They do. Every time the theme tune to Friends is on, the lights off. No one told you life was gonna be this way. So if anyone knows where you can get ones where it's just two claps, that's a lot more R&B and a lot slicker.
That's a lot more subtler for his seduction routine, though. If he just sticks Friends on, then it does it automatically rather than him standing there doing
The lights appear to have gone up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I was at this drinks thing the other night, and I met this girl who writes magazine articles. She writes for, like, Heat sometimes and More. And we got chatting, and she's really nice. And she knows loads of people that I know, turns out, just through various acquaintances. And then she says to me, didn't you used to do a show on T4? It was on, like, before Hollyoaks. And I was like, yeah, ages ago. It was a show I used to do called Planet Pop. No one really remembers it.
Any good?
Was it any good? We used to have live performances from people like Steps. So, yes, it was.
Mm.
And she goes to me, These are actual words. Yeah, I remember that. I think I used to fancy you. In fact, no, I did used to fancy you. And I was like, cheers.
What, because she doesn't fancy you now?
Well, that's what she's saying.
Well, she probably does.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, no, I think she probably does.
It's quite clear that she doesn't.
But it takes guts to say that.
She, you know, I think I used to fancy you. Oh, no, I definitely did. But now I've clearly lost it now.
Why didn't you... Did you say to her, well, what's wrong with me now?
No, because that makes me feel, like, insecure in the conversation. I don't mind telling you on national radio. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever had that kind of knockback where you're like, ow...
Where someone said, I think I used to fancy you.
Yeah, it kind of says to me that I'm past my best. Do you know what I mean?
No, I think she just wants to let her feelings out, and I think you should go for it. I think you should chase that.
Yeah, I agree. I'd be pleased if someone said I used to fancy you, because it means that...
At one point, yeah. See, I like it that you're turning it into a positive, and I've completely turned that into a negative for myself.
You make it sound like the way you're acting is like people throw themselves at you all the time, and you're like, God, sweetheart, I don't need to know if you fancied me back in 2004.
Not at all. It's just, I was a bit like, oh, thank you. Do you think she still does?
You look younger now than you did in 2004, so...
How is that possible?
Only you know that. Cost you a few quid.
As if I'm going to reveal the secret recipe.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Amanda off Manchester says, it's not that you're past your best. Maybe she just realises that she'd be punching above her weight now. I have to convince myself of these things to try and justify being single. All right, Amanda. Hi, Ali. Oh, hi, Ali.
Hi.
Ah, I thought you'd gone for a minute. Right, so you just sent a text in saying that you also used to fancy me on TV show Planet Pop on Channel 4.
Remembered when I heard it on the radio then.
Was it? I'll tell you what I think probably drew you to me.
Yeah.
You actually just said that.
No. It was the way that I had my hair spiked up with that extra hard gel.
Like Scott from Five.
Yes, same hair. I actually modelled my hair on Scott off of Five.
Yeah.
And the makeup woman used to twist it into those little twirls that I had on my head.
Yeah.
It was a good look.
That was definitely it, I think.
Was it also the double denim that you enjoyed? Sometimes triple.
You're also, you're wearing that today, though. That hasn't changed.
The second half, the bottom half isn't denim.
Oh, is it not?
No.
I thought they were. Ali, why? Can I just ask why you don't fancy Scott anymore?
I'm not saying that I don't fancy Scott anymore. I just think these days, perhaps, the chances are slim.
I don't agree.
Okay.
Here comes Chris.
I think what she's saying is in the old days, you were more accessible. Because, you know, you're doing so well now with your radio show and all that, that maybe it's harder to get hold of.
I don't think that's true.
Are you saying she's still in, you're still up for it?
Oh, me?
No, Scott.
Oh, Scott.
I think that Ali's realised that it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. Which she might not have known then.
No.
I understand what you're saying. Totally. And I'm sorry about that.
I'll get over it, Scott.
Yeah. It sounds like you already are. But thanks for the comments about my Scott from Five hair. I'm so glad someone noticed, like 10 years on.
That's okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you too, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. It's that time again. It's your favourite part of the week. It's time for 24 years at the tap end. Tuesday at work or college or school or uni is off. And tap end is on. What are you saying today?
I'm saying we go to the 17th year again.
If you've never heard this before, my friend Chris here is writing his autobiography, or as he calls it...
Autobiography.
Because he can't say biography. And he's doing it because, let's face it, everyone else has.
Yeah, we sort of miss Christmas rush, though.
Yeah, we've got next year, it's all fine.
Yeah.
So, sixth form today.
Yeah, end of sixth form. I went to a sixth form at school, and that's what we're going to talk about, basically.
Okay.
Ready.
Hmm?
I'm now ready.
You're ready, yeah?
I'm ready.
I am ready.
And I suppose you're both keen. I haven't even asked, but...
Yeah, don't ask.
Right.
I like the way you assume I'm keen now, you don't.
Well, are you?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, don't assume it. That's just...
My time at high school was full of ups and downs. I had successfully gained qualifications to both the GCSE and SAT standard, and I was waiting for A-level results later in the summer. I had learnt a lot at my time at school. I had organised a small revolution, and learnt two languages, amongst other things.
Remind me of the revolution again. This is brilliant.
It was the canteen boycott
yeah.
that I organised.
Why?
Just because we wanted lower prices in the canteen.
Did you see one of our listeners, I can't remember who it was, but they tweeted the other day saying, you do realise today is the 10th anniversary of the school canteen boycott.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
People remember that stuff.
Yeah.
They must be keen. It was a highly productive part of my life. Graduating from upper school to sixth form had been a largely positive experience, symbolised by a uniform change. Up until sixth form, my school uniform was standard, but in the sixth form, we were allowed to wear our own suits, as long as it was smart.
Yes, you've made it. And did girls wear girl suits?
Well, it was a boys' school.
Ah, okay, that's...
There were girls that we were introduced to.
Yeah.
For some of the lessons, we joined up with the girls' school.
And what were they wearing, like lady suits?
No, do you know what was weird? I think they were still in uniform. I think they had a hard time in the sixth form, but they had to stick to... I think it was a more casual uniform, but all the same a uniform. To be honest, I didn't really care.
So did you buy the suit or did you just hire it?
Did you get it off the hiring places where you normally go for prom?
Even though this was a sign of independence...
Didn't even answer us.
My mum bought my suit and it was one of those she claimed I'd grow into. Sorry. I never did.
I think you've stopped growing, haven't you, once you get to like 17, 18. Your arms aren't going to suddenly grow a few inches.
Someone told me the other day that once you get to 25, you're dying every day.
Your ears keep growing, don't they?
Like if you look at technically, you're dying from 25 onwards.
That can't be true.
I don't know.
It is in the eyes of Radio 1. It's not Matt Edmondson told me.
I'm in the winter of my life. You will do the right thing and put me in a home, won't you?
Yeah. Good. With all the other Radio 1 DJs.
Thank you.
By sixth form, we had freedom of the city of Watford. We could go anywhere we wanted, as long as we were back in time for our lessons. And generally, we were all given a bit more respect from the teachers. Growing up in a boys' school, meeting girls had been an issue. But thankfully, some of my classes in sixth form had seen my first proper daily interactions with girls since my primary school. You see, my primary school was a mixed school.
All right, so you'd had experience with girls before?
I did have previous experience, luckily.
Was that just like kiss chase, though?
Yeah.
I don't know if that still works by the time you get to uni. You need to have like, developed a different tactic. You can't pick up where you left off at 11. Otherwise they might think you're slightly odd.
Although looking back, I probably didn't handle them correctly, it had set me up nicely for my time that was to come at uni. I learnt that leaving talking to a girl you like to the very last psychology lesson you share with them is not a great strategy and leads to awkward chat. Also, it's worth investing time checking that if you text a girl, she is not going out with the school's rugby captain.
Oh, did that happen?
I managed to avert that disaster by pretending I got the wrong number.
Talk me through that, please.
That was just a really awkward one. So there was this girl I quite liked in my psychology lesson, and I managed to get hold of her number, text her that night talking about work or something mundane like that. But what was weird is the number I'd got hold of through my mate Lewis, he'd given me her boyfriend's number, who was the... happened to also be sort of the rugby captain at our school, a guy called Don Barrell.
Hench.
He was hench and a half.
So what did you say in the text to what was the rugby bloke?
It was stuff related to work, but all the same, it was pretty see-through what was happening.
Did he say anything back?
He texted me back, yeah.
Saying?
Well, I'm a bit annoyed about this still, because obviously my mate Lewis has stitched me up there, right?
Yeah.
And I had to bail out of it going, oh, I got the wrong number, mate, I'm sorry, respect and all that, and try and bow down at his greatness.
But when he texted you back, do you think it was the girl texting you back?
No, because he put Don on the bottom of it. So I had strong suspicions what was going on at that point.
And you left it there, yeah?
Of course I did.
Did he at any point think that you were trying to have it off with his girlfriend?
I think he probably thought that.
Or him. You're not very good at spotting this. We talked about this with Dougsy last week, the holding hands thing.
I don't think Don was on, if that makes sense. No,
you're not keen.
By sixth form, everyone had grown up a little bit more. Some of my friends left to go to college, but most stayed at school to give A-levels a go. We had a sixth form common room next to the canteen. It was pretty basic, to be honest. Just a few chairs, a sofa. Everything else had been removed due to vandalism or theft. This did annoy me a bit. And I did get in trouble when I attempted to refurbish the common room with furniture liberated from the staff room.
I don't know what I was thinking. It was a bad idea.
What'd you do? You just took stuff from the staff room?
Yeah, because I noticed they had coffee machines and stuff like that, and we weren't getting any in the common room, so I thought I'd have
You that. Moved a coffee machine?
Yeah, I got a stereo out of there, which they didn't notice, but it was when I tried to go for the chairs and stuff that they saw me and my mates.
How did you get into the staff room in the first place?
Well, it's an open... Staff rooms aren't locked. It's an open door. You've just got to be bold.
Yeah, but how often... Is there not a member of staff in the staff room?
I know, that's the risk you got to take.
You must have had a few false starts with, like, oh, yeah, I've just come to
Sorry,
see
wrong
if
door.
Mr so-and-so's in here.
I've learned, if you ever want to sort of take it, if you do it with confidence, people don't question it.
Do you know what? I've heard that, actually. A lot of people saying that the number one thing to be nicked from shops is, like, mattresses. Because if you walk out with a mattress under your arm, no one ever questions that you've nicked it. I'm not saying to do it.
Yeah, I'm not advocating
and
it.
And I'm not... I say it's a bad thing, but I have heard that before. Like, the bigger the thing, the easier it is to get it away, because...
However... A coffee machine is normally quite heavy.
Yeah.
Like, this is... Was it a vending machine?
No, it was just one of those desktop coffee machines.
Also, in the staff room, the number one thing that they're going to miss, coffee.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Also, for jokes, we took a portrait from in there, but that was just a stupid move because we...
A portrait of who?
Some old head teacher or something. What? I don't know, I just thought it would decorate the common room nicely.
And they noticed. Surprise.
Yeah, when they came into the common room, they spotted that and then knew that knew where the coffee machine had come from. And
did you do this single-handedly, or is there anyone else you'd like to dob in?
No, I better not name names.
I think you should.
Although that Lewis was one of them, and I sort of do owe him, like...
Right, so he helped.
I had made it through sick form. It had been an emotional ride, and tomorrow was to be the last day of school. And plans had been set in motion for the last day of school, a legendary day every year, muck-up day. One guy in our year, Lewis, was in charge of sorting muck-up day and had asked for volunteers to help with two projects that would outdo last year's last day.
What's muck-up day?
Is it like where you set loads of sheep free in, like, the school? Or like...
Yes. I think everyone must have done this when they were at school, and you've just got to try and remember it.
Is that just a Somerset thing where you let off sheep?
Well,
maybe
we didn't have any in Eastleigh.
Did you not?
No.
You just do, like, random stuff, like... Get a cow into the, like, on the football pitch or something.
And set it free.
There are other non-animal ones that you could do. It's just that those are the ones that spring to mind.
Is this allowed?
Well,
no. That's the point of it.
Right, well, what was your one?
The first plan was to divert the traffic of the busy Rickmansworth Road in front of the school through the school grounds using a couple of traffic cones and some signs. The other was to release three sheep.
Yeah.
Oh, God! I feel really left out.
Numbered 1, 2 and 4 in the school grounds and enjoy the chaos. It's basically where you just cause a bit of chaos on your last day of school to celebrate.
We didn't have it.
You must have had it in Eastleigh.
We didn't.
Or just, like, all swallow. You know those antacid tablets which foam in your mouth? If everyone has one of them, like, during the lesson, and just foam. That's quite scary for a teacher if, like, 30 people will start
foaming in the mouth.
With, like, this sort of uber minty smell.
Logistically, everyone seemed unsure where we would get the sheep. But a guy called Jack was confident he could make this happen. I did think it was a bit over the top, but all the same, it was important our year left its mark. As always with these kind of things, though, the teachers got wind of it. And that afternoon, an announcement was made in the common room that, in fact, today was going to be the last day of school, and that after lunch we were free to go home. It was a cunning move on their behalf, and we hadn't planned for it. This scuppered plans to get hold of livestock or organised diverting traffic the following morning. It forced our hand to create a last-minute muck-up day. We gave it a go, but there was nothing clever about it. We moved all outside benches and bins into the sick form common room and lobbed a few stink bombs about. But after lunch, people started to make their way home. Weirdly, for one of the first times ever, I realised I didn't really want to leave school. If you are listening to this as an audiobook, press play on emotional music. Which is Boyzone, You Needed Me.
Okay, let's try and find that now. Do you think we're going to have Boyzone in here?
I'll have a look on here, hang
on. Oh, yes, it's there.
That's the one.
Right, here we go.
This was going to be the last day I saw a lot of these people I had grown up with. And although I was excited about the summer ahead, it was a shame that it felt like my school life was ending so suddenly. Unlike the end of primary school and GCSEs, no one was signing each other's shirts. It didn't really seem right, as everyone was wearing suits. But it was over, and after shaking hands with the people around me, I walked through the gates on my last official school day. I stopped briefly to turn around and look. the canteen where I organised the boycott, the school theatre we covered teachers in suntan lotion, and the drama studio I danced with a girl to Boyzone, You Needed Me. It was at this point I realised it had been a job well done, and leaving on a high, I headed straight to my nearest chicken shop and my future.
I cried a tear, you know I did try. I was confused, you cleared my mind. I sold my soul, you bought it back.
Hey, Flora and Fel and Elizabeth, who have just sent me a picture. They're like, innuendo bingo, highlight of our week. The preparation is extreme. Two water bottles, big ones, and a towel each. Thank you for the picture. It's good to see that you're preparing. Also, Will on the Isle of Wight says, I'm playing innuendo bingo with my brother tonight. I cannot wait. Ella says, I am psyched for innuendo bingo. It's the highlight of my week. Let's do it.
Two people, two cups of water, one bin. This is Innuendo Bingo, the jewel.
All right, so Chris has got his special Innuendo Bingo jeans on, which he wears every week to play the game.
They're the ones that are fraying quite dramatically in four parts of the crotchal area.
Do we need to go shopping again soon?
I think so soon, yes.
Okay. They won't let me into the changing room or anywhere near it, you know that. To see what you've purchased.
Okay.
They won't. They don't let you.
Why?
We talked about this on the show before. There's an imaginary line that the people have in the shop. We went shopping a couple of weeks ago, and he tried it on.
No.
Tried
no,
what?
No, no,
no.
No,
wonder
no,
they didn't
no,
let
no,
you
no,
in.
No, 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 no.
No, he tried the clothes on, and he opens the door.
Right.
He's like, what do you think, Mills? And he was like, and they were like, no, you're not allowed to stand there. They just put an imaginary line there. It's ridiculous.
Well, that doesn't make any... Well, it's different for girls, because, like, two or three people can go in one thingy.
Well, we said that... Were you not here?
Can't have been. No, because I would have had said exactly the same thing now.
No.
Like then.
Not allowed. They don't like it. And we said that was wrong the other day.
Mm. Yeah, maybe you had a weird look about you, but
no,
normally...
No, we didn't. Boys should be allowed to look at what other boys are wearing.
Exactly. And do you know how you get past that? Is if they don't let you look, you go and pick up something random from the shelf as well, and then you try on next to each other.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. Anyway, are we ready for anyone's one go?
I'm ready.
I'm ready, but I'm shielding my eyes.
Why? Oh, because of the jeans.
Yeah.
All right, water, please. Thank you if you've sent some innuendo bingo in this week. We always love to hear from you. Matthew in Madeley's been on. That's where my family are from, in Shropshire. And this is from MasterChef. Got your water in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if you have at home, please. Get ready. Here we go.
Are you going to pull it off today?
I really hope so, now that I'm here.
Well held.
Yeah.
Really well held.
Whew.
Good one. Good start there. More water, please. Nice big gulp of it. And this from Gokwan.
Right, OK, so trusty cleaver then. I like the weight of a chopper, about a 3 centimetre knob, whatever you want to call it.
There we are. Right, Chris?
I'm drenched, but Chris is OK.
Oh.
You're doing well tonight, Becky.
Right, OK, so trusty cleaver then. I like the weight of a chopper.
Right, OK, so next. More water, please. Ready? Whipping through them tonight. This is from Fisherman's Apprentice. Let's go.
Well, here she is. This is a bit of wet carpet just to keep her moist.
Wow. Really well done again.
Oh, I don't know what's happened to us this week.
Oh, yeah. Held. Held.
Really well held as well.
The jewel is on.
Is on. Next one. Mm-hmm. Got your water?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
There you are.
We agreed not in a head today, Becky.
Sorry.
What happened?
I didn't know.
Ah, that's all over his head.
Sauce.
Come on.
Ooh.
Okay. Right, let's skip that one. More water, yeah. Got it? Here we go.
There you are.
Get your hands around those.
Oh, I'd rather get it straight down my throat.
Every time. We've played that for weeks now.
And I should know that one's coming, because normally you say, oh, this is from, like, Jay off of Essex.
Yeah.
But those ones you just play.
Mm-hmm.
I should be wise to this by now, and I'm not.
More water,
suffering
please.
Because of it.
Poor Chris.
Mm-hmm. You look like that guy off MasterChef, always had a sweat on under the pressure, you know, when the little beads of water were dripping from his hair.
Yeah. If he's not spilling it on himself, it's like going... he's going... he's going everywhere. Right. moving on to BBC Breakfast. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Right. Who thinks of these things?
Well, I don't know. It's people like Rob with too much time on their hands.
Yes. Freddie, all the very best.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us.
Maybe we'll get a more moist muffin.
Yeah, more moist.
Right. Bit of cookery there on BBC Breakfast. Who's wet now?
Chris.
Becky's quite dry. More, please.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Lots of people playing along at home, which I like. Are you ready for something from the food inspectors?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
When you're drunk, I could put anything in my mouth and not even think about it.
Oh, delayed reaction there from Chris.
No!
Hello? What happened there? It sounded like Becky did a little wee. She's lost it. Oh, no. Oh, no.
We've had an upgrade on our computers at Radio 1, and for some reason, the screensaver is now playing unsightly pictures of Madonna.
Why?
I don't know how they've got on there.
How's that on there?
I looked up, and she was doing a cartwheel in the leotard.
But why?
I don't know. Get it off. You can't phone IT and go, hello, can you help? I've got unsightly Madge pics on my desktop.
Right.
I need to sort that out. Sorry about
unsightly
that.
Unsightly what pics?
Madge.
Okay, good.
Madonna.
Can we move along? With...
Oh. Push him along,
push him along, Tony. That's it.
Oh, no.
You lost it. Becky's lost it.
How did you make me do that to myself?
I don't know.
Becky's just sprays in her own face.
Look at your mascara. Okay, come on.
Oh, God, I'm running out of water. Come on.
Come on. This is this next bit from Little Paris Kitchen, whatever that is. What?
Mm-mm.
Here we go.
And then you just pipe it where the hole is. And you want to pipe.
I saw that.
Right, Becky?
Oh, that was brilliant, that programme. She had Coco Van, Croque Monsieur.
Oh, I saw you tweet about that. More water, please. Come on.
No, we've only got one cup, Becky.
Come on.
Two
people,
players.
one cup.
There we go.
Here we go.
And then you just pipe it where the hole is. And you want to pipe the lemon curd into your madeleines while they're still warm.
Piping the curd when the cakes are hot will help the curd to melt through the sponge and make the cakes extra moist.
Well held, Chris. Becky was straight there, spitting it out. Okay. Next one.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea what programme this was from.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to... No. You'll have to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Oh, having said that, there we go. Yes. Oh, you shouldn't have. Lovely, thank you. I'm wetter now.
What happened there? That wasn't even the one.
What is that?
We don't know. But you spat it out in the wrong place.
Were we allowed to play that one?
I don't know.
It sounded like... the music did sound like a
it
film...
It sounded like some dodgy exercise video.
Yeah, a film I've seen before. Can we try that again? Go on. One more.
Oh,
what's
happening here, Becky?
Water, come on.
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, having said that, there we go, yes. Oh, you shouldn't have. Lovely, thank you. I'm wetter now.
Lovely.
Once again, laughed in the wrong bit. Right, one more sip of water, please.
Okay.
Righto. And now let's head over to Paul O'Grady on Radio 2.
Dear Paul, it's my 20th wedding anniversary on Thursday. Oh, congratulations. On my wedding day, my husband James gave me a pearl necklace. I was thrilled, as you can imagine, and I have treasured it ever since. It only sees the light of day on my wedding anniversary when I give it back to James, complete with the box it came in, so that he can give me a pearl necklace all over again.
I can't say that.
Oh, right. Oh dear. Oh, funny turn. Funny turn. Right, one more. Come on.
Oh, final one.
Come on.
Okay.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Out you go. That's it. Push him along, Tony.
How does that...
Go on, pig.
How does that still happen?
Nice bunch of wieners, Neil. Only the best for Bridge Farm.
Is that ever going to get old? Every time. Apparently the one we didn't know was Country File. Thanks for the Country File viewers for letting us know about that.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, you're right. It's 6:41. And yes, it's Friday. Not going to do that shouting thing until at least 7:30. On my Twitter earlier, I was like, hi everyone, only blue Friday, etc. Too early to shout. It is. Like, I think maybe after 8 even today. First text of the morning. Hello, Mark. Mark and his mates from Brighton. You know that Fern is coming from actual Cornwall today. Mark's been on saying, big shout out to Mark and his mates from Brighton. On the route to Boardmasters now. Heading for some surf and fern. Well, that sounds horrible. Like, surf and turf is a meal. Surf and fern just sounds horribly wrong. Fern's from there at 10 this morning. Today, I have some more top guests to announce for our Edinburgh shows next week. And one of them was looking like a no for a very long time. This person's diary is so busy right now. However, yesterday afternoon, I got the call about 4 o'clock saying that they are on. And I don't know why, but I am stupidly excited about it. I'm excited about everybody. In fact, there's a couple of really good ones that we've got to announce today. But when you hear who it is, like, you won't be expecting it. I asked loads of people to try and guess yesterday on my Twitter who it might be. One person out of hundreds of people got it right as to who's going to be coming to Edinburgh next week. It's going to be on the Wednesday evening. Our Fun and Filth Cabaret runs Monday to Thursday next week. So you'll get our show, our normal show in the afternoon, 4 till 7, which you'll be able to watch on your red button as well as hearing it on Radio 1. And then in the evening, 11 till 12, it's all about the Fun and Filth Cabaret, and it's going to be on the website as well as on Radio 1, streaming live and on your red button. Got some really good guesses as to who our guest might be, our newest guest. You'll never get it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can we just say happy birthday, Becky? Happy birthday, Becky. Loads of people are saying that on the text because they remembered that today is Becky's birthday.
I remembered.
Yeah, well done, Chris. Thing is, she's not here.
That's right. I know it's her birthday, but the day before the biggest thing we do all year, she's decided to take the day off. But that's absolutely fine, I think. She won't be listening now, so say what you want.
Fine. Like, she won't be.
But this is brilliant. I love it when people take days off on their birthday because you have to make absolutely zero effort. It's really good.
Yeah.
Like, have you got her anything?
Loads of stuff, Scott.
Oh, sorry, what have you got her?
I've got loads of flowers here.
Yes.
Pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday pie.
Because you... pints of cream. Because you didn't realise that she wasn't going to be here today.
No.
So, Becky, seriously, like, if you listen again to the show, because I know you won't be up now, like, the studio is laden with gifts, and you're just not here to accept them. Isn't that awful?
Really bad.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Scott.
Morning. Where are you?
I am in Surrey.
And what's going on?
I am drinking a coffee.
Drinking a coffee? First coffee of the day?
Yep, first coffee of the day.
I'm on my fourth. Woo!
That's impressive.
It's all right, it's Friday, it's all fine. How can I help?
Well, I've realised... Hang on, I can't see. Can I say a coffee shop name?
You can say it once, that's allowed.
Okay, so I'm sitting in Costa Coffee, having my medium coffee.
Yes.
And I was sitting opposite my friend, and she said to leave now. And... I realise if you tilt the mug, you can't see over the top of it.
Right.
So I'm trying to have a conversation with my friend, and she's just laughing at me as I disappear into my coffee mug.
Oh, right. So you're saying that this coffee shop have fairly antisocial coffee mugs?
Yeah. You can't... And this was only a medium-sized coffee, and you can't see over the top of it.
Are they the ones that are, like, really, really wide?
Yes.
So, like, your face just completely disappears?
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to sort that out, because if you are... You're normally with a friend in a coffee shop, right?
And my friend was just laughing at me, and I was trying not to laugh, and I ended up laughing, and coffee came out my nose. So
oh, that's always attractive, first thing on a Friday.
Yeah.
I hate that
thing on a Friday morning, not exactly what you want.
So how much of your face can the other person see?
Probably just about, like, the top of your forehead.
So it's just your forehead, that's it?
Yeah, no eyes, nothing, just...
It's just forehead and chin, isn't it?
Yeah.
With, like, a big white bit covering everything else?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe they'll sort it out now that we've mentioned it on Radio 1.
Yeah, hopefully they will.
Somehow doubt it, but yeah. All right, what's your friend's name?
Sophie.
Okay. Have a good day at work.
Yeah, will do.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
I love people's random observations like that at 6:49.
It's good.
Good morning, who's this, please?
Bonjour, this is French Tom again.
Ah, French Tom, did we not... Did we speak to you, was it yesterday or the day before? The days are becoming a blur.
Bien sûr, yesterday.
Oui, and you are from, where are you from, Stirling?
Oui.
See, it's all coming back to me now. And you were one of our auditionees to be the French person that we need as our voiceover for our cabaret shows next week.
This is correct, yes.
Yes. In the last 24 hours, since we last spoke, have you got any better?
Oui, I think so.
Okay, well, say something, what do we want to say? Coming up on tonight's show, Russell Kane.
Coming up on tonight's show, Russell Kane.
No, see, I can still at some point hear the Scottish.
I think that lends it to the show, though, because it's in Edinburgh.
Well, yeah, but the idea was that I was looking for a French sound. What about, please welcome to the stage, Dappy.
Please welcome to the stage, Dappy!
Oh, actually, that was a lot better. What we're going to do today, Tom...
Yeah?
...is we are going to announce the person that is going to be with us in Edinburgh, one of our listeners...
Oh, magic.
...doing the French voiceover, and it might be you.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
It's a bit like the X Factor final, this, isn't it? Have you noticed that everyone's been talking about it?
Oh, yeah, I was up all night trying to perfect my accent last night.
Yeah. It's huge. I mean, like, any office you go to anywhere in the UK, like, round the water cooler thing, that's what everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
Who's going to get the chance to sound French at the Fun and Filth Cabaret next week?
She'd have, like, a French off.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, well, it might be you, Tom. You might get the call later, but you might not.
Right, okay, Scott.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay,
au revoir.
Love you, bye.
Au revoir.
Bye. Au revoir. Hi, bye. Hi, Sank.
Hi, Sank.
Goodbye.
Genius.
Hi, Sank. Radio 1
Podcast. You know when you buy something from... Morning, Chris Smith off the news, by the way.
Morning.
And morning, Simon off the sport.
Oh, hello.
Hi there. You know when you buy something online and maybe you've only ever used that company or that website once and then you get spammed forevermore every single time they've got a sale on or a clearance, it's like... huge reductions. Everything must go. It's like, I'm probably never going to use your website ever again. And also, the emails always arrive at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. So if your phone's still on, it's like, bing! It's like, who's that? Oh, God, huge reductions. Thanks very much.
It's kind of the only emails I ever get.
Oh, Chris.
Sort of like it.
Really?
Yeah, at least Travelodge still like me. Offer me 15 quid off.
Do they? At 3am?
Yeah.
Which is just what you want?
Yeah.
Is someone actually sat there at that time doing that, or do you think that might be an automation?
I think it's a call centre, yeah. Someone's right. Pressing the button.
So, last year, my flatmate, the comedian, did a show in Edinburgh, at the Edinburgh Festival, this time last year, and he bought a doll, like a life-size doll from a website, which was integral to his show. And I can't obviously say what these are, but he's getting all sorts of emails now from this one company, which he will never, ever, probably, use again, and because there's a sale on. And, I mean, thongs at the moment are only £7.
Who knows what he might order at 3 a.m, though?
Well,
he's had a night out.
A Celine satin basque set was £29.99. Huge reduction, now down to £14.90. Do you know what I mean?
It's a good price for satin.
I'm looking forward to his girlfriend finding that email a bit later on. Podcast. Oh, God, it's happening next week. Come on, get involved.